Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice with me today, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. No way.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Actually, I can't answer that question.
Well, of course, because you may rule on it at one point in your life.
Could happen.
But see, that makes sense to me, if anybody's followed that at all.
The Kavanaugh hearings?
Yeah.
What do you really can? Well, here's how I'm going to rule. Well, then why go to the, why take it up to the court? I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's tough to say. You can't just say, well, I might do this way.
Yeah.
Interesting about that. By the way, who am I?
Neil Jansen, attorney at law. And part-time golfer or maybe
full-time golfer, part-time lawyer or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing about that is everybody's getting very excited about, this guy is too conservative and what he's going to do if he gets on the bench. Probably the most conservative justice ever appointed to the Supreme Court years ago, and he was on the bench forever. His name was Hugo Black,
mm-hmm.
and he's from Alabama. And he got on the court. He's very conservative. He became the most liberal justice they've ever had on the Supreme Court. Once they're on, they can do whatever they want to do. I mean, they don't have to stand for re-election.
Right.
They can, as they say, apply the precedent, but they can. Nobody tells them what to do. It's not a bad gig.
No, it's for life.
Federal judges have that too, where they can't be fired.
Yeah,
you're appointed for life, kind of like you here at the radio station.
Well, yeah, that's not by choice or directive, though.
This is your career.
It's just something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Yes, I'm.
Yeah. So that's not baffled. Hmm? That's not baffling to me. But some of the I still have a question about. Some documents and the release of committee confidential or something, which
I don't know.
I still haven't got a straight answer on that one, how that works, but
it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the number of documents and what they look at
I don't know how anybody can, they must have a huge staff to look at that number of pages and documents.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they've got lots of help because you know who pays the bill.
Well, the taxpayer.
That would be us.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why we're going broke.
Yeah. Well, the stock market's flying. You know,
yeah,
stock market's
doing
great. You know. All right.
You have a joke?
Yeah, I do. I have here the big book of senior moments.
Oh, really?
Which I almost forgot to bring.
What does that say?
That was the joke. Now, I'd always heard this story. I'm going to read this from the book, but I'm a big fan of the Beatles. You're a band guy, right?
Yeah. I like the Beatles a lot, too.
I heard this story that someone went over there to evaluate them from a record company, and they said, they're not good. But the story is this. Years before the Beatles were famous, there were two executives in charge of evaluating new talent for the London office of Decca Records. Remember Decca Records?
Yes.
A long time ago? On December 13th, 1961, Mike Smith, who was one of them, traveled to Liverpool to watch a local rock and roll band perform. He decided they had talent, invited them to audition on New Year's Day in 62. The group made the trip to London, spent 2 hours playing 15 different songs at Decca Studios. Then they went home and waited for the answer. They waited for weeks. Finally, Rowe told the band's manager, which was Epstein, right? Brian Epstein, I think.
Okay.
Told the manager the label wasn't
Martin, but
they didn't want to sign the group. They sound too much like a popular group called the Shadows. And he said, not to mince words, Mr. Epstein, talking to the manager, but we don't like your boy's sound. Groups are out. Four-piece groups with guitars are finished.
Wow.
I think he got fired.
Yeah.
Later. Then I got one here. A candy company in Berlin in the 1920s tried dropping foil-wrapped chocolates on its citizens to advertise their services. But police had to step in after they received complaints of injuries from falling sweets. Now, this reminds me, Mark, there was a WKRP in Cincinnati. Remember
turkeys.
The show? They thought they did a promotion for Thanksgiving. It was frozen turkeys, and they threw them out of an airplane, out of a helicopter, right?
They weren't frozen, though. They were live.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. And I think one of the lines in there was, as God is my witness, I didn't know turkeys couldn't fly. Something
right.
like that, yeah.
That was a great show.
Okay.
Makes me think of Burt Reynolds, who just died.
82, I believe. 81 or 2, yeah. I can't remember, but...
Yeah. Nothing better than Saturday Night Live and doing Burt Reynolds.
Oh, the Celebrity Jeopardy.
Exactly.
That's great.
One of their
man.
Best routines always.
It is. It was.
All right, so that's a joke. Lindsey Whalen update. What's going on? Did you see the terrific article in the Sports Illustrated?
No, I did not.
Yeah, about six pages. It was about, I'm going to say, 3 weeks ago or so.
Okay.
On Lindsey. It was wonderful. And they also pointed out that, you know, as part of her being hired by the University of Minnesota women's basketball team, I'll now be able to spot her when she's home. You know, she's just two doors down, Neil Whalen is.
Yeah.
She got a new Mercedes.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're still driving that old 48 pickup or whatever it is?
Yeah, you know, that's...
You're going to have to keep
up. I should have coached basketball, you think?
Well,
no, I don't think so.
I don't know. You're pretty knowledgeable.
I could have been on the
that.
Radio, you know, if I wanted to make real money. No.
Not here.
That's wrong, too.
Not here.
All right. So, here's something interesting. Who's the number? We're still on sports update, right?
Okay.
What University of Minnesota team has the number one team in the country right now, ranked number one?
Football.
You're right. Women's volleyball. I bring that up because...
That was a reach for me, so...
Football, no. Maybe someday. I doubt it. Women's volleyball, though. It's interesting about that. Minnesota's number one team in the country, and they have one freshman that plays, that starts for them, and her name is CeCe McGraw, and that's Dave McGraw, Dave and Sheila's granddaughter. How about that? So we got a local connection to a team.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong a few times in my life, but
once.
Isn't the volleyball program for the U of M, they've been consistently good, haven't they, for quite some time?
They've been Final Four, ranked top five, top ten all the time.
Yeah.
You know how they got that? Started out with a very well-known coach who was coaching at Illinois. The volleyball team at Illinois, and they hired this coach and kind of who came with this, who knew how to build a program.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I heard that they could get him was because his wife had her doctorate, and so part of it was a job for her.
Ah,
smart, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. If we could do that with a football team. Huh?
There's always next year. Well, they haven't really started yet, so.
No, we got to give them a break. We'll see what they do the next game. Now, I've got a note here. Oh, no, I've done that already. Oh, wait a minute.
Are we getting into
page
the program?
Page 183. Or? What program? Oh, yeah. Oh, here's part of it. Here's something to scare kids going to college. An article in the Star Tribune last Sunday, and it says, "Why Your Kids Need to Ante Up." It's talking about how expensive college is. Did you happen to see that?
No.
Well, it's not bad. I mean, it talks about... You know, this $70,000 a year for young people to go to college is outrageous, and it's not their fault. But at any rate, I would refer people to that to take a look at that. All right. Now what?
Do you have any advice for anybody going to college then? You're not a financial advisor. You're an attorney.
They should go to try to get into radio, you know, where the big money is. You go to law school.
Law school wouldn't be bad, would it? They still need... seems to be a lot of attorneys. Do they still need quite a few?
A couple things are happening. First of all, the law schools are finding out that there aren't that many people going, so that tells me the demand is not there. The kids are getting out of law school with huge debts, and they can't get jobs. And you can tell because... We used to have four law schools in Minnesota. University of Minnesota, St. Thomas... Mitchell and Hamlin. Mitchell and Hamlin merged about 5 years ago because they couldn't support their program. So, no, I think it's, I wouldn't say the market's glutted. They always say the first thing someone does when they get, when somebody gets out of law school, the first thing they say is there are too many lawyers. You know how that works.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to figure out my notes
things.
Here,
check
Mark.
Check the price, check the market before you make decisions.
Yeah. Probably, there's always a backlog, you know, about the time you go to engineering school, you get out and they've got too many engineers or, you know, it's tricky.
It is.
Although I think engineering's pretty solid.
That's growing right now, I suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been, so I'm assuming it's going to for a while anyway. So,
you know, if you get a law degree, you can end up on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, we have one, you know, our very own Barry Anderson.
Yeah.
Minnesota Supreme
State,
Court.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I've got something here. We're going to talk a little bit about it. How's my time?
We pretty much, you know, burned it all up. But,
Of course, yeah. Well, then I'm not going to cover this. But I am going to just say I still get questions about drafting trusts all the time. And people hear about trusts. And a trust is one way of avoiding probate. So it's not a bad idea. But there are other alternatives that are less expensive and less complicated than trusts if the idea is to avoid probate. That's number one with a trust. The second thing with a trust is that it does not shield your assets. If you put money or property in a trust, it's still yours. So it's not, and this goes to medical assistance where somebody runs out of money, they've paid $150,000 to the nursing home and they're all out of money. But they set aside some money in a trust. That's what they call an available asset. Mm-hmm. And they have to spend that down, to $3,000 before they qualify for medical assistance. So it's nothing to fool around with. It's the kind of planning that that people really have to go see somebody about. As I've said in this show many times, it changes all the time.
It's not real complicated necessarily, but there's things you should know.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Any closing thoughts?
I think that was our whole program. Yeah. I do have something. I may be here next week. Who knows?
Ooh.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
What?
I've had folks say, you're still here. And I don't know if that's good or bad. If they're saying, we need you around, you're so valuable, or just when are you going to quit and leave us alone? One of the two, right? But I am going to be, I made a decision recently, and I'm going to be here at least until the end of next year. So you'll have to put up with me and my sparkling wit at these programs.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedid Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice. Neil, you have a good weekend.
You too, Mark. Thanks.